Now, I remember a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, we used to have a feature called Fabulous Finds on the show, where you all nominated businesses and hidden gems you'd gone the extra mile and you thought deserved some credit. Back in 2018, our listener Felicity contacted us, nominating a business called The Homestead, located on the corner, on the border of Plumstead and Wynberg, rather. It was a beautiful heritage building operating as a function venue and as the home to a catering business called Food Fanatics. And Felicity, in her nomination, raved not only about the beauty of the space, but also about the amazing quality of the food she had enjoyed when she attended a wedding there. And at the time, we chatted to the owner, Elaine Rousseau, who had started the business Food Fanatics from her tiny household kitchen in Harfield Village more than 20 years previously. We thought we'd catch up with her today and find out how lockdown has impacted that business. This is, after all, a business that is heavily reliant on events and functions. Events and functions that simply aren't happening right now. What have they had to do to stay afloat? How has the business adapted? How are Elaine and her team faring? Let's find out. Elaine Rousseau, the owner of Food Fanatics, it's a welcome back to Cape Talk and lovely to have you on the show again.
Well, thanks, Pippa. It's lovely to be back on the show for me as well. And how have we been faring? It's been quite a roller coaster, as you said. My memory goes back to that middle week of March 2020, where we were having a chef's meeting and event management meeting with our staff, and it literally was 11 o'clock in the morning. And with, at our meetings, we have our phones with us and our laptops. We're a small team, we're only 10 people. And emails started coming through, ding, 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 and the phone rang, and everyone started answering, and I said, fine, meeting closed. And what actually was happening was a bombardment of cancellations from private clients to international clients, and the fear of what to do next. So obviously we took on, we went according to regulations and we did everything that was correct and we went into lockdown. And since then we've been dealing with all our international brides on a regular basis, but I must say today was quite a sad day to me because today I basically returned three brides' deposits from Europe and Holland. And they have held on till, they've postponed to December, they've postponed to February, March, but they're scared. And they're also insecure about where it is happening, what is happening in South Africa. Yeah. I mean, a wedding goes about having that fantastic glass of champagne with the love of your life and dancing till the late hours of the evening and experiencing all that energy with food and wine. So we've just, you know, we've stuck to it, and we've still got the same team, which I'm very blessed. They've been amazing. My staff, at every meeting, every Zoom meeting in the beginning, we're like, how can we do this? How can we handle this? So what we've decided to do is to obviously refund everyone, keep everyone in the loop, tell them what we're doing. And, you know, the catering side of the business has picked up slowly. It's picking up every month. It's picking up a little bit better.
Okay.
But to be honest, the deliveries and the drop-offs have never been the main income of the company. The main income of the company is celebrations. It's functions. It's parties. It's weddings. It's anniversaries. It's where people come together and where there is a fabulous gin bar and where there are awesome canapes, where at the end of the day, the end of the evening, the cheese and pork trolley gets pulled out and there's a story from where the, you know, where the Wim's port came from and where the cheddar cheese came from and that small suppliers as well, you know, who we've been using. So, yeah, so that's, it's been a hard one, to be honest.
And Elaine, I mean, I'm listening to that. My stomach is rumbling and my mouth is watering, thinking of all those wonderful spreads that you are so famous for that just can't happen right now. You mentioned the catering side of the business. I mean, it's allowed you to at least have some income coming in and keep you ticking over and keep your staff employed. What have you done with that? You're offering food deliveries, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah. We. I was, while we were in lockdown, my website designer, Claire, phoned me and said to me, I don't know what's like in the future, but I'm just telling you now, if you need an online shop, it's a gift. So already I got that good, like, fluffy feeling and saying, hey, people are thinking of you and they're there for you. So Claire got on it with Shona, who's our event manager, and they designed an unbelievable online shop, which was something new for us, online shopping and how to pay and everything like that. So yes, you can go on the online shop and you can decide if you want a plant-based diet or if you want a meat-based diet. There are dishes for you which we will deliver to your home, all contactless and all, you know, above and aboard all the regulations. Then there's two other things we added on just for, just to, because everyone is doing the same thing, and we can quite understand why. We all need to pay, everyone in the food business, if you're a restaurant, a catering company, probably even if you're a guest house, you must try and sell something and keep it, you know, keep afloat. Yeah. So we decided to do two different things. The one is the Friday box, and the Friday box is a box for two, and currently we're running different themes. So this last Friday we had Indonesia in a box, and basically it pulls the whole culture of Indonesia together with its flavors and its spices. You can choose what you want. It's 400 Rand. And it gets delivered in a very beautifully presented box. So there's like little things inside. One of my clients actually said to me, it feels like Christmas. Mm-hmm. You open up and there's these little tissue papers and stuff like that. So that's going very well. And every Friday we've been blessed to say we've been basically full house for Fantastic. What we can serve. And then Sunday we're doing family lunches, which is a two-course lunch. So, and anything in between, people have asked for small little, you know, drop-offs, a couple of platters or something, because it's their daughter's 21st and, you know, there's the four of them at home and they want something different than what they can get from the shop. So that's keeping us going. And a couple of quotations coming in, and you know, we, with each and every one, we just give them the big positive story, and hope this, you know, when will this change is the thing. But my heart does. I mean, I wanted to say that my heart goes out to all the casual staff that I've been using, the waiters, the barmen, the back of house staff, the packers, the ones who laid the tables, the one who served, the gin bar specialist. Mm. You know, They were the youngsters, actually, and some of them a little bit older that I've been employing for over the last 4 years at the homestead. And they've even got their own aprons with the homestead on. And there isn't work. And my heart bleeds for them. We've been able to maintain. UIF has come on board to a point. Okay. The tours. And I think we're all in the same boat. No one's been paid out for July that I know of. And we'll see what happens for August.
So, oh, dear. Okay, yep, so you had some support in the early months. It didn't happen in July, and you don't know yet about August, but at least something came through, which is more than some others have had. Elaine, I mean, I love the idea of those platters for celebrations. It was one of the things I was going to ask you about, because we've had this position now of, I think, 3 or 4 family birthdays have been and gone during lockdown, and how do you make them special? So what are people putting on a celebration platter? Give us a little bit of inspiration here.
Okay. Well, the fun one is obviously just to have a lovely assortment of amazing canapés, you know, which obviously can travel. So, I mean, for example, a lot of people always want our tempura, but that's an impossibility. But to work with charcuterie platters and smoked salmon platters, and then to add very, very nice little, you know, wild mushroom tartlets and little awesome shortbreads, and also running along with maybe a little bit of Asian Vietnamese food just to give it spice and interest. We had a party on the weekend where the clients so much loved the theme of our Portuguese box, which happened about 2 weeks ago, and asked if that box can be put on a platter for her birthday. So, and then this morning I did a little breakfast again where we just brought in some really beautiful fruit platters, some chia seed yogurts and honey and nuts, and dropped it off. Small little jobs, very, very small groups, but it's literally... What we're trying to do is to say to everyone, you know, like one of my friends actually said it to me so well, you're giving people hugs. So I was like, what does that mean? She's like, you're letting them know you're there, and they know you there, and they know that patiently we will get there. You know, I'm blessed to know that I said to someone else the other day, you know, that I'm in my 50s and not in my 30s. I think any caterer, entrepreneur, restauranteur, young chef must be now pacing and really and scrutinizing their careers because it's really been hard, hard, hard. The older ones of us, we sort of nearly coming to the place where we want to end the career. And now you've got these youngsters. So, and I can see it in the eyes of my young chefs, because my chef brigade, if I call it brigade, it's like 4 of them. You know, we've got my head chef is a director with the company, Ulrika, and she's the leader and the mum of the kitchen. And then the young'uns, you know, they're all in their 20s. And fabulous energy, fabulous ideas. But, you know, they all just started taking out rentals, and one or two of them have just bought a car.
It's a time that calls for a huge amount of resilience. And as you say, it's sometimes perhaps we take for granted, those of us who've had a couple of decades of experience in tapping into our wells of resilience, need to be reminded to support those for whom this is a very new scenario. Elaine, I mean, looking forward, we now have at least relaxation that intra-provincial travel is allowed. It's going to be some time yet before inter-provincial travel is allowed, let alone international travel. When do you you think realistically you're going to be in a position to be hosting large celebrations again? Are you trying to plan for that around any particular date, or are you just sort of hanging in there for now and you wait until it's regulated?
Yeah, I mean, if I have to go with my heart and statistics and what's going on, it'll probably be late March, April, I think. I'm hoping the main regulation that I really, really am hoping is the liquor regulation. And, you know, our industry is about our culture and our passion of food, wine, service. You know, I come from French Huguenots. I mean, we make wine. My brother's a winemaker. You know, we grew up with that whole combination of when you have an event and a function, then, you know, the classic, you know, 10-year-old Cabernet gets pulled out and, you know, the wonderful bubbly gets poured as a starter. And it's that whole thing that keeps big people together. And yes, you know, kudos for the non-alcoholic products that are coming out, and they are good, and I've tasted them, and we're challenging that again as well, you know, but I still feel for an event for us to happen successfully, my little romantic bar with its beautiful old wood paneling needs to be on and lit up, and the glasses need to be polished, and just as good as the canapes are coming out, or, you know, that slow roast leg of shoulder, you know, that all needs to pull together for us to really get the success. And that's why I still feel people will still do functions at home in their own private gardens and have that experience for why they're having that event.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, Elaine, we hope that they do so with a platter of Food Fanatics canapes to get them through the event in numbers. And thank you so much for chatting to us today and painting a very realistic picture of what it's been like for you and your team. And look forward to having a conversation with you on the other side of all of this when it's once again a booming business full of busy brides booking weddings left, right and center at the homestead. In the meantime, hang in there. Good luck to you and your team.
Thank you.
And thanks for joining us today.
Thanks a lot, Pippa. Thank you very much.
Elaine Rousseau, the owner of Food Fanatics, based at the Homestead venue, which you'll find on the border of Plumstead and Wynberg. Please check out their website, foodfanatics.co.za. The online shop looks extraordinary. There are just mouth-watering dishes on here, from Asian beef short ribs to all kinds of beautiful sauces and flavored butters, babuerti, baklava. There's, you know, khumla marinade pastes if you want to. Just buy in some products that will speed up your process cooking for yourself at home. There's also an option to make a donation on the website to those who are in need at this time. So there are lots of different ways of keeping a business like this going. They have had to find a different way of keeping afloat because their mainstay of big functions has come to an end. If you're particularly in that area and able to access their home delivery service, I think it would be definitely one worth checking out.